말에 신 신호지 말 열지까지 천다이나 나고 샘디 마시와이나 아주 다시 디스지디지 너가 공하지 않아요 지금 이제 잡히
like if we are able to train our mind and to how to say tame our mind and calm make our minds calm, then that would not only bring peace and happiness to oneself, but it will also bring peace and happiness in others. And though material and external development and progress is very important for human comfort and happiness, but the external development alone, without spiritual development, or in other words, internal mental progress, would not be of that much help. Because if one has no control over one's mind, then how much ever material comfort that one might have, one would not be able to experience real peace or happiness. And so, like for example, with the increase of our material comfort and our external, material wealth, generally speaking, people get, we get more busy, we get more mentally agitated, our delusions increase, in other words. We have more anger, we have more desire, we have no contention, no satisfaction, we have no more hatred and so on. And so this shows that external or material progress alone is not enough, because if that is the only solution, I mean that alone is the real only source of happiness, then with its increase, with its development, one should be able to experience real happiness, but that is not so. And so the external increase or development should be accompanied by internal spiritual development, and so that one will experience real happiness and oneself and all beings around oneself can live in happiness and harmony. And so in order to bring about such a change in both external and internal, and particularly internally, it is a must that one has no way but to depend upon the practice and the methods that are described in the Dharma.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ རེད དེ ནས ཡན ལུས མ རེད དེ ནས གནས ཚུལ དེ མ ལ ཤེས མི དགོས ཐ ན མ རེད དེ ལུས མ རེད དེ ལོང ཅན དང དེ དོ བྱི ལ སོ བ དེ མ རུང བ དེ ནས ཡན ན ཡོང མ རེད དེ མ རེད ཁྱི ཚོ ནས མ རེད ཁང ཡན པོ དང མ རེད ཅམ ཅིན དང ཅུང བ ཡན ན སུ གུ སོ དེ ནས ཡན པོ ཅི བ ཡན ན ཅི ཁོ རང ཚོ མ རེད རང ཡན གི སེམས ཅན མ རུང བ ཅི ཡན ན ཅི ཡན པོ ཅི གི ཅི གི ལ སེམས ན མ རེད ཅི སེམས ཧོ པོ ཡང ཡ དང
when, for example, even animals, through, you know, how to say, in the case of in animals also, actually, we can see this example quite clearly. Like when there is sort of love and harmony between different species of animals, or like when we, like a human being, shows love and, how to say, compassion towards and kindness towards an animal, then the animal responds, respond by by not having fear and coming near to us and showing its good feeling towards us. And so so there is no doubt about human beings if they practice, we practice love and compassion, friendliness, peaceful, kindness between each other. About this introduction, and then this particular text, which is called the Jeweled Rosary of an Awakening Warrior, or in Sanskrit Bodhisattva Maniwali. This text was composed by the Indian master called Adisha, who came to Tibet around the 10th century. And then, this master Adisha had many disciples, but the two main disciples are, one of them was Dhammapada, who is said to be an emanation of reincarnation of Avalokiteshvara, and who is also said to be the lineage of the incarnation of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And then the other one called Legri Shera, one of the ancient great translators. And so this particular text was actually said to be taught by Adisha at the request of Legri Shera, the translator, who requested Adisha by saying, requested Adisha saying that he should compose a text on like a mind training text, which one can use in training one's mind as well as others. And so at the request of that this Shukras Adisha is said to have composed or rather taught this text. So there are many different prints of this text, and the one that I have here is in Tibetan print, which has the pictures of the three master and sons, Adisha in the center, and the two disciples below, and probably and so dinal chala dinal this is your
no
dinal chala dinal this is your
chala no and ni kasam bu yai ni ma kasam bu jariya di kasam bu na yo yi ji di ju ji lo san san dung tong ba lo san de no no lo bi chere ku ma ne ne de ku ni di ya chi bu lo
So, I mean, I'm just saying this, if you can see the pictures, so there are three pictures of them in the Tibetan print, but it's not here in this book.
If you have been to Tibet, then if you have visited this place called Tayerba, which is said to be the place where Adisha, his two disciples met, the three of them met together, and it is said that at that place, Legwe Sherab, the translator, Lotsawa, requested Adisha to compose to teach this particular teaching, and also he requested Adisha to tell the life stories the life stories of his disciple Domdem, the other disciple of Adisha, and then Domdem said that I have got no life stories. I mean, in the sense that my previous lives are just ordinary, and there's no need for Adisha to tell recount about my life stories. And then, even when Domdemba was saying that, Adisha started telling the previous life stories of Domdemba. So the stories doesn't come up here in this text, but they come in another text called teachings of the Kadam tradition. So if you are interested, you may look up
there. Haji dad deni dan di wana yadar pidam buddhu sadu mana ala liye si bu gedi nali zimba nuri indi hawa di jenbo lai sang zan lo wos
So the name of this text is, as I said before, the Jewel Rosary of an Awakening Warrior. In Tibetan it is called Changjub Sempa Nobu Chawa, and then in Sanskrit it is called Bodhisattva Mani Awali. And then first comes the homage section. So in this section, first the composer pays homage to compassion, and then pays homage or prostrations to spiritual masters, and then to the objects of faith. So in the text itself it says homage to great compassion, homage to all spiritual masters, homage to the deities of devotion. And so the reason why first it pays homage to compassion is because compassion is like the fundamental practice, or the first practice which is very important in the Bodhisattva or the Mahayana practice, because all Bodhisattva practices stems in the practice of compassion, because there is the practice of compassion, Bodhisattva engages into the activities of sentient beings. And so all subsequent practices of Bodhisattvas or the Bodhisattva path depends or roots in the in the practice of compassion, and therefore compassion is is taken as the first object for paying homage.
When you die in a year,
Chandrakirti, an ancient Buddhist master also, has in his text Madhyamika Avatara, has also said right at the beginning that in one of the verses he said, compassion is the cause of the son of the Buddhas and the Buddhas. That is because the fact that a person, a practitioner, is able to practice bodhicitta, and the fact that a practitioner is able to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings, ultimately, or rather, all starts from the practice of compassion. And so, for a result to be in virtuous and completely positive result, the cause, the fundamental cause should also be in, should also be a positive cause in its aspect and nature. And so, so therefore, in this text as well as in other texts, like the one in the Chandrakirti and many other texts, compassion is emphasized as the first and foremost fundamental practice of the Mahayana path.
Next,
it pays homage to the spiritual masters. In this case, the spiritual master refers to the Mahayana spiritual master, who has all the qualities of the qualities of a true and a qualified spiritual master, as explained in the Sutrayana system, Sutrayana scriptures. And so the spiritual master, like in the case of the masters of the Hinayana path, they have great qualities, but they lack the qualities. They're the masters of the Mahayana path, the spiritual master of the qualified spiritual master of the Mahayana path possess. And so in this case, it particularly pays homage to the spiritual masters, especially the Bodhisattva masters.
Hanji dha dhin dha dhan, dha dheni mara chan tharva yir sumba dhi dhibh lala chan tharva ho mara sunga yin dhu mara jirdaan dhibha se jir dhila mara rigna masana rig sum yuvarwa ngundu jir dhibha, tongu dhibha, ichi jir dhibha se jir mara rig sum yuvar yin dhu hanji dha
And then, thirdly, it pays homage to the Buddhas, or the objects of faith. That means it refers to the Buddhas, who has eliminated, who has got no faults at all, eliminated all, purified all negative qualities, and has attained all positive qualities. And so, this is paying homage to the Buddhas.
Then you send to some young, some ara thamar nye gwa ji yin gu yu ara nye gwa am tu gwa ji tu tu tena mar ji sam che di yong ya ga thal tsir de la mar di ku la mar ta pa chu ba som nye the tum ji yo na mar di ton di mar lut ya yu mar wa di a ye ma yin ya bu de yin du thamar nye nye bu gu ni tu wa ton de mar the tum ji gu ron dau chu ba ji ne the tum tan ji mar kong le che ba ji that to it on the career is in it to them go to the keep it on the mara some but on the mara gum so the mara sam the mara it the on the mara the la mara dhubha to it in you dhubha nyam or jit in you to it the mara to it to it khani shi jit on mara nidra ka kur nidra ri se ji sheba the mara sam jit la kur nidra mara dhubha nyam then nyam or jit in you to it
and then it goes to the next lines. It says, in the text itself, it says, abandon all doubts and cherish exertions for accomplishing the practice. Abandon sleepiness, dullness, and laziness, and always exert enthusiastic effort. With recollection, alertness, watchfulness, always guard every door of the senses, three times during the day and night, again and again. Investigate your mental continuum. And so this is, in other words, or in short, saying that, in order to practice the path, whatever practice one might wish to do, one might be doing, first of all, one should know how to do that particular meditation or practice. And so in order to know this, one has to first of all listen. That means one has to, study and hear the different teachings that teaches about these different techniques and methods. And then the purpose of listening to... and so first one should listen, and then by listening... one should also try to contemplate introspect on the meanings of what one have heard from the teachings and from the lamas, and then finally the purpose of listening, studying, and investigating and contemplating on the meanings of the teachings is to practice, is to put into practice what one has studied. And so it says that one should finally, by studying, by listening, by contemplating, finally put into practice and meditate what one has studied and thought upon.
When you that in the end, you may have done the meditation by the conjugation, Rubla need,
So, it says that the essence of Dhamma is to actually by practicing the path to change, to be able to change one's mind, improve the nature of one's mind from negative to positive. And like for example in schools, like first one has to study and go through different classes, study for many years. I mean, and so so the, how to say, through by doing studies, if one can at the end pass successfully the examination, then that is what one has sort of that is sort of the result, and that is that should be with that one should be sort of satisfied, because one has passed the examination, one has scored a good mark, and so one can feel proud of that. But in the case of Dhamma, it is not enough with just studying and how to say, attending classes and then contemplating on the meaning of what one has learned during the classes. But what the real examination in this case is like the change of mind that one can achieve through actually putting into practice what one has learned. And so if one can pass this kind of examination, that if one is able to really, bring about a change, improvement in one's mind, then one has passed the examination and fulfilled the purpose of studying and contemplating on Dhamma, on Dhamma religious teachings.
Ani dha dhina yin dhu mara, dha dhamma dhambu mara, dhubha la nitin am, samjim mara, shichan dhubha mara, zuya am, ti dhubha la mara, nitin ji dhubha yin dhu, e la mara ji, chachin rabu karu karu gogori se na, nyamil le lu, rabu ma chin, tondu sundu, bebar cha se na. Ani dha mara ji, samjim di yon ya, ti la mara, lu yon mara shi di yon guwa. Lu ngao yasum yuwarwa, dhamma lu yon mara ji, shi di yon guwa. ဒီငေါရောင်ရှိတိယောင်ပြုရဒီငေါညီကမရှိချင်တဲ့ဘက်ကြီးချက်ရရင်တည်တယ်ညီညီကလေးကလေးကိုမရဆန့်စစ်ကြည့်တယ်ရှိတဲ့ဒီညီလူကိုယူရတယ်ဘာညီနော်နေလင်းငေါရစံကနော်နေရှိတဲ့ဇူရကြီးခဖို့ဒီဆန့်ဒီရှိတဲ့ဇူရကြီးခဖို့ရင်တွေ့ထမရတောင်ပေါကောင်းလားရဝဓမ္မဆောင်လားရှိတိဇူလီလာဝတိလူတဲ့ငေါညီကရင်တွေ့ထမရလီလာရှိတိဒီလူကကွန်ရှူတီမှာရှိတိယောင်ရကြည့်စို့ ဒီနေ့ငါကကွန်ရှူတီရှိတဲ့အောင်ရကြည့်စို့ဒီသေဇောဇာကရင်တည်းတည်းရင်းနေစမ်းချစ်ဒီဇောရရင်တော့ဒီလိဟာရင်ဇောရရင်ဒီနာညင်းကလေးလို့စေဒီလိကကွန်ရှူစေကြည့်ဒီမှာမရမျက်လာချက်ချင်းချွတ်ကြည့်ရင်တော့ဒီလိုမဟုတ်ဘူးကြည့်လို့ရတယ်ဒီနေ့ညဒီနေ့မူပါစေပြနာကြည့်တိုက်ချုပ်ကိုဒီမှာညာမနေကြည့်နေကိုကြပါရင်တော့ဒီတော့ဒီမှာဆံဘယ်သေးနာမှာဒီ ဆံညုံတိကြမရင်မုပ္ပါစေကြည့်တေအောင်မရပါကြည့်ပြီးရပါဘာညတ်တော်မူပါဒီနေ့လေလို့စီဒီကမဟုတ်ကြည့်ရရဲ့နေအောင်မှာဟောကြည့်ချွညာစလန်ရအောင်ချုပ်ကတော့ဒီကုန်ကြလာမှာပါကြည့်စီမြင်ရင်ညတ်တော်မူကတော့လေလို့ဆောင်မှာဒီချုပ်ချင်ဖို့ရနေတိချောင်းတဲ့တော့ဟောကြည့်တဲ့ဒီချောင်းတဲ့တော့ရဒီတင်တဲ့ကိုကိုနေတိပေါ်ရဒီကတ်ချီကလေးရစီဒီဒါဒီဆောင်မြေဝတ်
So, like it says here in the text, it says like abandon sleepiness, dullness, and laziness. That means that like it is true that one has to like be train all the three doors of oneself, one's speech, one's mind, and one's physical behavior. But out of the three, first of all, it is the most difficult to tame and train the mind. And so for that to come, first one has to be able to train, be able to control one's speech and mind, speech and one's physical action, physical body. And so therefore, like such practices like if one has, and also if one has sleepiness, dullness, and laziness, like if one has sort of too much sleepiness, then it obstructs and hinders one's meditation. And similarly, dullness, like one tries to do a meditation, and then this dullness comes, and the object becomes very unclear, and again the meditation is ruined. And so, like also laziness, if one has got a lot of different activities, like business or any jobs, then all these becomes like hindrance, like an obstruction for one's Dhamma practice. And so it says that first exert enthusiastic effort, or rather put effort and strive to avoid such abandon, such obstructions, and practice the path.
我觉得今天也没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有没有 我就准备时间自己的嘛，什么要几趟呀？他们那趟得了嘛？嗯，什么几年嘛？学跟那个学跟那个的呢？去年嘛，昨晚的我时间自己的嘛，时间自己的嘛，这样干起吧，准备到时间你干起吧。一天呢，搞个月我自己的，六个九八趟，我不九八，广江、广江，六个广江、广江，我嘛，就下学期啊，我个广江、广江学呀，我就三大广江、广江专业，都是广江嘛的。
다 땅으로 지하지 거기 여기 지구리마 땅 범위 지나용 알아서 지 병야 미야 인비 말이야 지나 인도 어디 전당 시절 범위 대수 건강 건 고미 원부 건 없다고 선고 우리 원부 고세비 지 삼시디 세지대 양야 대라 말아 증 증두야 그 말아 증두야 나 창을 증두야 말아 고고 땅거리 말아 내년 부분 고고 땅거리 대신 부분 고고 땅거리 말아 이제
And so along with the fact that one has to sort of try to abandon sleepiness, dullness and laziness, which are some key obstructions to one's meditation and practice of the path, one should also should have a strong effort, because without effort, then one would be overcome by the smallest and the slightest problem, hardship. And so one should always exercise strong effort, and then also recollection, alertness, and watchfulness. Always watchfulness of one's behaviors, of activities, or sense organs, or the sense consciousnesses are very important, because first of all, like, if one does not have a good memory or a good recollection, then like before, first one learns a lot of things, and then later when the actual time comes, when one has to do it, put into practice what one has learned before, then one will say, oh, I knew it, but I have now forgot it. I have now forgot it. And so that is the fault of, not having a good recollection or memory. And so one should have a very good recollection and memory of what one has learned, like particularly the object of meditation, or the meaning, or the particular subject or topic on which one is going to meditate and which one has studied before. And then, similarly, though
even though one might have a good recollection and good memory of what one has learned, but then still one might have strong distraction, or how to say, the mind could easily wander away. And so one should be always on the alert, so that the instant the mind tends to wander away, to get distracted, the alertness can check it and immediately, how to say, turn it back, put it back into its object of meditation. And then similarly, like one should always have, how to say, conscience. One should be always have should be self-conscious, in the sense that one should always guard one's sense perceptions or sense consciousness. Like we can be easily deceived by external sense of sense objects. Like if we see a beautiful thing, we can be easily deluded or deceived. If we hear a beautiful sound, we can be similarly attracted and distracted. And similarly, if we have a good and good delicious food to experience by the tongue, again we can be deceived by good food, delicious food. Similarly, we can be deceived by good touch, feeling, and everything. So we can be easily deceived from all sides. And so it says that one should always have a strong watchfulness of oneself, being not distracted by, easily distracted by external factors.
These practices mainly relates to the practice of controlling the external, the more external parts of oneself, like speech, one's physical behavior, and such gross practices. And then, in the text itself it says, with recollection, alertness, and watchfulness, always guard every door of the senses. Three times during the day and night, again and again, investigate your mental continuum. And so, this is saying that, just as one practice these things, in these ways, one should sort of also mainly emphasize on controlling the mind, which is like the real controller, the real thing which determines whether one becomes negative or positive. And so, like, even if one is in a meditation posture in a room, one assumes oneself is doing a meditation,
one is physically in meditation, it is very possible that one's mind might be doing wandering away somewhere very far away outside. And so this should not happen. And it says that one should, like when one does meditation, one should first of all, like before starting the real meditation, relax one's mind and see in which direction and what kind of object and how is the mind running, in which direction it is going, if led by itself. And then one should control the mind and try to bring it slowly to the object of meditation. So just as like in the case of the six sessions in which one has to practice the particular commitments and check one's mind three times during the day, three times during the night, in total about six times. In this text also it says that a practitioner should during three times during the day and three times during the night check up one's mind as to in which direction and what mode it has taken. And if it has taken any negative mode or it is going in a negative direction, should try to bring it back and put it in the proper track.
Anh chị đã nhận ra rồi chứ mà là sáng chiều sáng bữa nay nuôi trồng ở nhà mình, chỉ sáng chiều chỉ sinh chỉ nhà mình sinh ra đấy, giờ chỉ sáng chiều sáng bữa nhà mình làm mà là sống nhà, chỉ cái nhà của cô nhà sinh ra chỉ đông ăn đông nghỉ chỉ yên sinh chỉ, và chỉ đã nhận ra của mà là chỉ lúc cái con chó nào, số mà là rong cái mà lúc chỉ con chó nào mà tập chứ, ngóc cái con chó nào tập chứ, xem cái con chó nào tập chứ, tập nào mà chỉ đông nào mà là जी अजमरा चरदा यावटाला मरा बुद्धा खनी यामरा छियो जोंग कब्ज बुगी जोंग जोंग लामरा मरा यदेन गमर जी छियो जोंग थावला मरा यंगे योमि तसु जिगरवा जी यान नो तो रोनी मर जी गेंदा नाग मर जी कछु दे जाहु जी योमि मर तसु जिग जी जी यदेन गे यामरा याहु जोंग योमि मर तसु जिग जी जी दा देनी Tendaga Matasu Mabuji Jiva Guni, Denimara, Hojan Delaya, Tonyer Yang Yumi Jiangu Vari Mata, Tonyer Menda, Chatuni Mara, Miji Katsi Kernayam, Haiwa Mara, so Mara, Tonyer Yumi Jiang Guayan, Tonyer Yoga Nanga Changes of Chi. Tita Lamara, Chatuni Mara, Samia and Samming, Yana Mara, Mara, Chatuni Mara Tashi Jimmy, Chanong and Tajanga, Bumba Yena, Chion de Mara. ये तें दें दुआ ची ये ती मेरा ये ना मरे ये सामने ज़रा चिंता भाई ये ना मरे ती गिरेंगे कच्चे लगा ये ना ती मरे सामने नौला मरे जामत भाई टेंपी जी इन्हें जिन्हें क्यों यंगी वालों का पेटी नौजे तंदन बसों दिन दिन नौजे जो समय आज जीता हो यादा ये जीता हो यादा थब जीता हो न्यू न्यू बताऊं जी रंग सामने तो गुम जब कब्ज़ ये रंग कंशुद्धि कंगा मरे
So it says that a true practitioner, a true follower of this path the Jiva Rosary of an awakening warrior, or the true practitioner, a true practitioner of the Bodhisattva path, it says that should all the time be examining the mode or the nature of one's speech, one's physical action, one's mental action, and should examine as to whether one's the three doors are going in the right direction, the positive direction, or going in the wrong direction, negative direction. And if one finds them going in the wrong direction, then one should immediately try to put them to see in the positive direction. And so in this way it says that one should, a true practitioner of the Bodhisattva path should be all the time examining one's speech, body and mind. And just like, for example, in schools, when they're in the schools where there are small children studying, they should be like, in the teachers should be always looking after the children as to whether they are studying properly, whether they are behaving properly, and also whether they are not acquiring bad habits, doing very bad things. And also sometimes one should have what is called as, like, in the students among themselves, we often have a point, like one of the senior ones who's more responsible as the discipline, who looks after the discipline of the class. So just like this, one should, the most important factor is that from the side of the student itself, or from the side of the case of the, in this case, from the side of the practitioner, there should be spontaneous or interest from its own side. And on top of this factor, then there should be external factors which sort of encourage and inspires the practitioner to helps and inspires the practitioner to practice properly and go in the right track. And so, just like this, for example, if one relates to oneself, first of all, one have this strong interest of practicing the path. But if one does not examine oneself from time to time, then it is very possible that one can easily get swayed by external factors, attractive and delusive factors, into the wrong direction. And so, therefore, examining oneself and always guarding one's, guarding one's doors and one's mental and speech and physical activities is very important for a practitioner.
就原来农村的人，都没本事，那也不有啊的些呢。现在老家当，原先有啊有那么的，就搞的这个，我住进来也不有。然后就两个叫高原，再的看你出来种的人都是呢，希望也能，嗯，让个盘生个跟你弄啊，也那样么的，原来农都会玩的话，第一都眼睛吃饭的，第二个嘛的，完了我再进来就送个。
Then next, the stanza says, proclaim your own faults and seek not mistakes in others. Hide your own good qualities, but proclaim the good qualities of others. So it is saying that like everybody has faults and everybody has certain qualities, positive qualities as well. And there is not a single person who has not a fault. And so it is so it is saying that a true practitioner of the Bodhisattva path, what he should do, he or she should do, is that like one should let others know one's faults, one should hide one's qualities. It says, usually our nature is such that when we have faults, we try to hide them. We try to hide them and try not to let people know about them. And then doing this is like a sort of increasing that fault, which is increasing the fault which one we already have. And so it says that this should not be so. We should not, a true practitioner should, emphasize on such practices by letting none one's own faults. And so that, and doing this will, if one does this, then the others will also consider one as a true, transparent, a person, a good person who is honest and who does not, takes on false coverage, false cover. And then on the other hand, it says that usually our tendency or our attitude is such that we are good at, exposing the faults of others. But here it says that a true practitioner of the Bodhisattva should not mind about the business or the faults, should not think about the faults of others, unless and until it is something very, very necessary, or it is a must that one should tell about another person that like it is going to really benefit that person, then it is good saying that fault to that that fault about that person to him or to others, so that it's going to benefit him or many other people. Except for such cases, it says that one should not talk or expose or gossip about the fault of others. And so this is what it says.
Ani dadi nado, dadi ni dapi yonde baje jansa dinamara yonde ko chani mara, sozo la mara yonde ko nakaji yua yena yamara, ala yonde nenda yusi na mara si gua yua mara wa, dini mara yonde yua na yamara dini mara kagamara dini mara bidiva kabdiva na yiji kabdiva yena yengu yonde nenda nenda dusi na yeng Rangu yonde di yengu shi na yonde nenda dusi na dini te lembo yua rela.
Don't
kajoke chani yena, yuji kajoke chani yena mati ya huyo wari. Ngaka kajoke chani yena mati ngao jambu, kamati ya huyo wari. Yu chenyongke chani yena, di yongde chenpo ri. Ngali yakkari isi na yongde joa yena, yen gabu yongke yuwa re lamar, re lamar rongla no chun yuwa marwa. Dina yendu, di dad, dina chiyo songyo.
And then it says, hide your own good qualities, but proclaim the good qualities of others. So that means that, like it says, if one has good qualities, usually we are sort of, control ourselves, and we have the habit of telling others, letting others know about one's, telling others about one's qualities, one's good marriage, and so on. And so, this is a sign of arrogance and pride. And if one sort of tells about one's own qualities or by oneself to others, then one has, just as one has qualities, one has also negative qualities, and people will like it is natural that others will not like this and will think about the negative qualities of you when you talk about one's positive qualities. And so one should not, there is no need for letting others know about one's, telling unnecessarily about one's qualities. If one really has good qualities, then others will by themselves, proclaim or rather speak about one's qualities. And so if that happens, then it is very suiting, and it looks nice, because it is not you who is telling about your qualities, but it is others who is telling about your quality. So it says that a true practitioner should not talk about one's qualities unnecessarily, and rather try to hide them.
Only that in the end, that didn't have the legend in Marizana, me, Kerma Jigai, Yerma Jigati, only that to what Lakumi, you know.
And so, with this, we will stop here, and then if you have any questions, you're welcome to ask. The next 10 minutes or so.
Only the Karisago and the Doyon to Andaku, the Minai, the Yamadeva Marva, Sonya Sokali Kaliva, Samutanga Tangaoku, and the only Kalimani, Skaki, the Indian.
And if you have no questions, then you can ask them, you can think about them, you can ask them tomorrow or later on during the days.
Orida dinai yang di dalam dia ni, ini yang di on dia dapat jas. Jadi ni niatan kerja pun jas, cerita tak dapat pun orang jas. Semua yang di mana, dah jadi jangan jual sampai nyamne. Kau ni semua yang di tangi tu yang senji, jadi ni niatan kerja si mana. Rana tu jangan yang puji niatan jadang, si sembuji mana. Saji jongwa dadang, jika tindaka mara, yakuti jongwa yena mara, soto mara, gawa, chertang gawa gomji jingga yuwa reti, tila riva jangji de yuwa marwa. Riva seji de mara, jaku jaku la, riva seji de la, tsamya mingi. Kana nol nangshu yena mara, soto, lukdam yuwa yena, di nukki yuwa rima tau. Jika nol nangshu padam sabha ji yuwa na, tanda di gona jigu, tanda di, yang teri jiki chiwa ji jangna, teri chiwa ji mara.
Reverse city, And then it says, reject acquisitions and honors, and always reject desire for fame. Desire little, be content, and repay acts of kindness. It says that, like a practitioner, it is possible that one will acquire many things. It is possible that one will get good foods, good clothing, good house to live in. One may have a great deal of wealth. Having such good facility and good food to eat, good clothes to wear. It's true that one will feel joyous and happy over having such good material facility. But it says that one should not, should not run after them, or rather should not be striving after them, striving in order to get good clothes, or good food, or good wealth, get wealth. If they come by themselves, in one's way, then it's good. One should feel happy, it's good, but one should not become obsessed, or rather should not be completely entangled in the pursuit of such material benefit and material offering. And also it says that one should not pursue fame and great name, position and so on, because such leads to only unhappiness. One's desire has no limit, because one desires something. When one gets that, then one's gain desires more, and in this way, the more you get, the more becomes one's desire. And so one should be content with what one already has, and should not become obsessed with this kind of thing.
When you bad you need the other man, the bad you know, you don't see that gender is over the chairs, it's a community. When you dumb, you ready to do something, you have no dumb, some you are getting you buy and do, you shall know what the don't know what on you from you, whatever, so you was on it. I am going to go to the house. I am going to go to the house.
Then it says, desire little, be content and repay acts of kindness. It says, a practitioner, a practitioner should specially have contention and satisfaction with what one has and what one is getting. And because if, as explained before, if one has no control over one's desire, then one wants more and more. The more one gets, the more it becomes one's desire. And then eventually this will, one becomes very greedy, and even if one becomes very rich also, a lot of shortcomings and problems will eventually fall upon oneself, and which will bring only unhappiness and suffering to oneself, though one might be very materially very well off. And and also, if one has no contention, one wants more and more, and this desire for more will lead to many many more and different non-virtuous actions like killing, stealing, corruption, and all sorts of these different non-virtuous actions arise, or rather comes because one has no control over it, because one is not satisfied with something, one desires more, and this leads one to engage into such non-virtuous actions. And so therefore it says, be content with what one has, and so that one will experience the happiness of comfort of one would be able to experience the comfort of what one has, and also one would be one would be able to live in harmony and happiness with others. And then it says, repay acts of kindness. That means that those people who have extended kindness and help towards oneself at the time, at times when one is in difficulty or one needed help, one should never forget the kindness. One should always have this wish to pay back, because sometimes before, when one is poor or one is in difficulty, some people help you, and then when one is well off and one has no problem, one forget about that kindness that the other person has done to you, and one instead returns that kindness by sort of showing no consideration and even doing bad things to that person. And such action is completely non-virtuous, negative, and even in social terms, it is considered as very bad. And so it says that one should not forget the kindness or the helps that people have done towards you, and should pay back in fully. So we'll stop here for today.